trombonist, also singing with his band. Let's sneak one more in. Lucy Kaplansky.
The fun when two parallels meet or a group with an action discrete, or the thrill when some decimals repeat. That's mathematics. A nova, incredibly bright, or the speed of a photon of light. Andrew Wiles proving Fermat was right. That's mathematics. The odds of a bet when you're rolling two dice. The marvelous fact that four colors suffice. Slick software setting a price. And the square on the hypotenuse will bring us a lot of news and genes. A double helix we see and we cheer when an algebra is free. And in fact, life's a big PD. We'll be on the go when we learn to grow with mathematics. With Lagrange, every one of us swears that all things are the sum of four squares. Like as not, three will do, but who cares? That's mathematics. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there were just 26. That's mathematics. The function of Riemann is looking just fine. It may have its zeros on one special line. This thought is yours and it's mine. We may soon learn about it, but somehow I doubt it. Don't waste time asking whether or why a good theorem is worth a real try. Go ahead, prove transcendence of pi. Of science, the queen, we're all of us keen on mathematics.
The song written by her dad, Irving Kaplansky. That's Lucy Kaplansky. And broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. You can find our streaming player there, plus links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728.
Winkin', blinkin', and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We've come to fish for the herring fish that live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said winkin', blinkin', and nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe. And the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeared are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fisherman home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fisherman three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking and blinking are two little eyes, nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while mommy sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea. Will the old moon rock the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking, blinking, and nod. Winking, blinking.
The Saturday Light Brigade with May Robertson. And winking and blinking and nod. In about 15 minutes, we are going to visit with Ed McDonald of WKYWLP, Kaiser, West Virginia. They are at 102.9 FM, and we're so proud to have them have us. We're proud to have them have us as part of their programming on Mountain Streams Radio. And we're going to be talking about the Mineral County Heritage Weekend activities taking place September 20th and 21st. They'll join us in a little bit, Ed will, to talk about some of those great events that are not too far from wherever you happen to be listening on the radio, not too far from the Pittsburgh area or Ohio. And there's also a website where you can vicariously learn about the sites too.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the September issue of the Northside Chronicle, including information on Northside Sandwich Week, is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
And the Sound Hound is coming up in just a few moments. Meanwhile, we want to let you know that if you are ready to take your turn on the microphone, or have ever wondered what it might be like to do so, you can make a podcast with us September 20th, noon to 2. That's 1 week from today. We're having an open house where you can take over one of our four podcast studios with your family or a friend or two. Ask questions, tell stories, capture a moment in time with your family as you record a podcast of your very own. The activity is recommended for families with children of 8 years of age or older, or a group of adults. Activities are free. Register at tinyurl.com/slbrad25. tinyurl.com/slbrad25. Family podcasting is made possible with support from the Allegheny Regional Assets District. RAD works here. Okay. The Sound Hound is eager to let go of the sound. It was hard to get over here. Yes, tug of war with you. Got it. Here is this week's sound. Do you need to hear it one more time? Do you think you know it?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's Sound Hound puzzle. Here, boy.
I started feeling sweet fall breezes that mark the summer's end. When I can breathe in deeply, come September once again. I watch the black-eyed Susan fade and go to seed. As the days grow shorter and the years recede, I started thinking sweet fall breezes would bring the chill back in. Best to lay a quarter two before the snow flies on the wind. And though my favorite sweater needs more yarn to mend, it comforts when the thoughts of you arrive with the summer's end. Summer's come, summer's go, we're back in school again. Those first cool days of autumn, when you were more than just a friend. Summer's come, summer's go, and the summer sun descends. Autumn's chill with your memory comes with the summer's end. I'll light another fire and keep the frost at bay. The corn is all turned brown and the birds have flown away. Though the leaves all trumpet crimson gold, they can't chase that winter gray, leaving me so blue and cold, thinking of our summer days. Summer's come, summer's go, and we're back in school again. Those first cool days of autumn, when you were more than just a friend. Summer's come, summer's go, and the summer sun descends. Autumn's chill with your memory comes with the summer's end. Summer, you lying next to me, gone with autumn breezes. Summer just a memory. Summer's come, summer's go, we're back in school again. Those first cool days of autumn, when you were more than just a friend. Summer's come, summer's go, and the summer sun descends. Autumn's chill with your memory comes with the summer's end. Autumn's chill with your memory comes with the summer's end.
That's new. Rich Scher, S-C-H-E-R, is his name here at the Saturday Light Brigade at Summer's End, the name of the song. His album is Mill Pond. And I don't believe we have a correct answer yet. Could give you a hint, but I don't think so just yet. 412-205-9975. Guest from Patrick in Stanton Heights with our Sound Hound, a metal shopping cart with a bad wheel. Not that. John and Carrick thought it might be a bingo tumbler. Zach in Pittsburgh thought it could be a turnstile. Richard on the north side said it could be an old amusement park ride. Not that. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia, got it exactly correct. Every detail imaginable. Well done, Tommy. Susie knew the answer to our high clue earlier. And do you think you know what this sound is? We'll just give you another moment or two at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. I notice that the phone has rung several times, a few times with correct answers after the phone rung. Is the number to play along with today's Sound Hound puzzle. I don't know if we have any correct answers. We have one correct answer. Caden says it's objects clattering by way of Annie. Indeed, it is. Sounding like that. Annie thinks it could be shaking a metal trash can lid. I definitely hear that. Richard on, well, let's see, Rick says, is it a too tight banjo string quickly unwinding? Not that. John and Carrick just got the correct answer. Well done, John. And Richard on the north side also has it, along with Tommy in Virginia. Larry in Elwood City just got the correct answer. Carrie in Oil City, a great guess, closing a metal gate like the ones some stores have at closing time. It does sound like that security gate that it makes a store officially closed. Thank you. going to give you just another moment or two to come up with the correct answer. And I see that Linda, half of the dynamic duo, says, is it dropping chestnuts into a bucket? It's not. But I could see that maybe being the sound. Jack says it's metal rubbing into metal, but he won't go into any more details, says Ty. And Jack, you are absolutely correct. And Annie just came up with the correct answer. We'll give you another second. Jeff is in Maine, dropping a coin or token in a payphone or turnstile. Not that. Rich in Edinburgh said mailbox, and then he gave one additional answer, which was the correct answer. Jess in Mount Lebanon said it might be a phone booth door, and Brian had a guess of a washing machine or a mailbox. Well, did you come up with the word we were looking for? I'm going to check last call here, Carrie, in Oil City. Pulling a red wagon down the sidewalk. Not that. It was an extension ladder. An extension ladder being extended. And I mentioned earlier this morning that we're having our house painted this week, and that is a sound that we've heard a lot of over and over and over again over the past few days, and that is the sound, an extension ladder. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. And again, correct answers came from Rich in Edinburgh, Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, Larry in Elwood City. Tommy in Virginia, John in Carrick, Richard on the north side. And perhaps you, if we heard from you. Thank you for playing along, or if you were playing along at home. We're glad that you're with us, and congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. am hoping that I'll be able to connect with Ed McDonald from WKYW. Ed, are you there?
I'm here, and I don't know which way you're hearing me because I'm using two different means.
I've got you. We're listening to each other by telephone, and you sound great. We both know what it means to have a good connection, and I think I had a little trouble on my end, but I'm just glad you sound wonderful, and I'm glad you're able to join us this morning. I know that there is so much happening as part of the Mineral County Festival that's going to be taking place the Heritage Weekend on September 20th and 21st. We've linked to a page of some of the sites that are going to be showcased, and I'm eager to learn about some of the ones that strike your fancy.
Okay. Am I working now?
Yes. You are now. Yeah, we're on the radio, and you sound absolutely fine.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out which system is working. Okay, well, the first thing you have to recognize and maybe set the stage here a little bit, as you know, but most people probably don't, that Mountain Streams Radio is part of the Mineral County Convention and Visitors Bureau, which is the outfit that tries to bring, that encourages tourism here in Mineral County. And what we've tried to do, what has happened over the years is that that we have several locations, several venues of historic significance here in Mineral County, and little groups of people have sprung up to preserve those, to restore them, and to open them to the public as much as they can. So our tourism group got together and said, well, you know, each of these sort of exist in a vacuum. Let's bring them together and see if we can get them all open at the same time so that we can encourage people to come and visit and explore the history. And that's not always easy to do in a county like this. And it got me thinking about the contrast between where you are in Pittsburgh and where we are in Mineral County, West Virginia. And if I just might point out a couple of things, Mineral County is located along the Maryland border, eastern West Virginia, east of the Allegheny Mountains. The location that people might think of or identify us with is the city of Cumberland, Maryland. We're sort of just south of that. I don't know what Pittsburgh's population is, but our population here is just under 27,000 people. That's relatively small numbers in a relatively rural county, 330 square miles. So we have scattered throughout that county a number of places of historic interest. We were this area was sort of the frontier of Virginia in the middle of the 18th century. So that's where we are, and that's what we're trying to do next weekend is celebrate these places of interest. Probably the one with the oldest history is Ashby's Fort, the Ashby's Fort Museum in the community of Fort Ashby. And it dates back to the French and Indian War, which is the war that preceded the American Revolution, a war that most people don't know too much about. Ashby's Fort was the construction of Ashby's Fort was actually ordered by no less than George Washington back in the 1750s. The original fort is not still standing. The structure that is there was built sometime, we believe, in the 1780s. History is really through some archaeological digging and some tree ring identification and so forth. We've dated it to somewhere in the 1780s. But the point is that structure has been repurposed into the Ashby's Fort Museum. A group of people down there have done a lot of hard work, and it tells the story. That museum tells the story of the French and Indian War as it relates to this part of the country, to the skirmishes that took place here. And so you learn something about that little known war if you visit the Ashby's Fort Museum. They've done a lot of restorative work and a lot of work to create a visitor center there. So that's one of the spots on the tour. Next oldest probably would be a little structure called Stewart's Tavern in the small community of Short Gap. I don't know as much about the history of Stewart's Tavern. It dates to the late part of the sometime in the 1790s. been there ever since, gone through some changes. Still needs some restoration and some tender love and care to bring it back to, you know, it's, you know, to well, just bring it up to standards. But they open it up from time to time, and that will be open for people to visit as well. One of the locations that that is of particular interest to me is a place called Traveler's Rest. What we know, most of us around here think of as the old stone house, and it is near the community of Burlington, which is where I grew up. The old stone house was built in the early 1800s, the first of the one portion of the structure, and it's built of stone, locally quarried stone from a mountain here called Knobbly Mountain. First part of it built in 1810, and the second portion of the structure built like 17 years later in 1827. It was added on to and became a home and a restaurant and a shrine club, and it went through a number of other changes over the years. But a few years back, the Mineral County Historical Society was able to acquire that building and restore it to something close to the way it was in the early 19th century, and it was built as a stagecoach stop along the Northwestern Turnpike. United States Route 50, U.S. Route 50, that you know, crosses the country from East Coast to the West Coast, goes through Washington, D.C. and Winchester, Virginia, and on out to, what, San Francisco. Anyway, U.S. Route 50 crosses Mineral County, and it is what began as the Northwestern Turnpike, which was a highway built by the state of what was then Virginia, from the city of Winchester to the Ohio River. So it comes through Mineral County, and this old stone house was a stagecoach stop on that highway. And it's the structure itself is interesting. But in addition to that, one of the things that is contained within it is an exhibit that tells the story of another transportation feature of the county, which was the Twin Mountain Potomac Railroad. The Twin Mountain Potomac, the TMP, was a little narrow gauge railroad, and if you know something about railroads, you know the difference between, you know, the standard width of the tracks and what's called narrow gauge, and I can't tell you the specifics about that, but anyway, it was a small little railroad that that ran for only about 7 years in the early part of the 20th century, from about 1912 to 1919. And you have to understand that Mineral County was built around the B&O Railroad. B&O was a major portion or major contributor to our economy. This little railroad was built 26 miles long to haul fruit from the orchards in another area of Mineral County to the railroad so that the fruit that was grown here could be shipped off to other parts of the country. It was a noble venture. It didn't work out very well. Truck traffic came along after the First World War and replaced a lot of the smaller railroads that were in business at that time. But that story of the TM&T is told in an exhibit at the Stone House at Traveler's Rest. And it's an interesting little story unto itself, and a lot of research has been done to tell that story. And there's artifacts, pictures, some spikes from the road, just a whole bunch of, you know, memorabilia from the TM&T. The joke is that it was such a slow-moving railroad that there those in the area used to refer to it as two mules and a pony, as opposed to the Twin Mountain and Potomac. But it's an interesting story, and it is told at Traveler's Rest. Right here in the city of Kaiser, which is the largest community in the county, we're the county seat, and it's where the radio station is located. We're a town of about 6,000 people. We have here the Karskaden Mansion. Thomas R. Karskaden was, among other things, one of the delegates to the convention in the early years of the Civil War, which ultimately led to the creation of the state of West Virginia, which, again, is a story unto itself, just how West Virginia came into being. But T.R. Karskaden was involved in that. He was a civic leader here, a businessman, an inventor, and he built this home right after the Civil War, which has been owned by a number of different people. And the Mineral County Historical Foundation acquired it about 25 years ago. The ongoing process of restoring it still continues. It's not restored to its ultimate purpose, but it is open from time to time for people to come and visit and learn something about the history of not just the mansion itself, but Mr. Carskadden and his achievements. So that is another one of the stops on the tour. And then we have here in Keyser the Mineral County Historical Society Museum, which is a museum of county history. It's been open since about 2019. The work of essentially one person, leading citizen in the community by the name of Dinah Currier, has studied the history and thought, you know, we really need to bring this together into a museum that tells the story of the railroads in the county, the music history in the county, the industry in the county, the various communities in the county, some of the churches, the schools, pictures, artifacts. It's a work in progress. It's open on a fairly regular basis through the summer, but you know, again, when you're dealing with volunteers, it's not open as often as we might like for it to be. So on an occasion such as this, with the Heritage Weekend, all of these places are open, and we hope that people will come and visit them. And I was thinking about this last night, and I don't expect thousands of people from Greater Pittsburgh to flock to Mineral County next weekend to visit. So what can we do to kind of just share some of those stories about our little community here? And I'm sure all of those communities, when I listen to the station identifications at the top of the hour and hear all the places where Saturday Light Brigade is heard, I'm sure each of those communities has its own little story, you know, from Grove City to New Concord. And that's sort of what happens here in Mineral County, West Virginia. So if you thinking about road trips and something to do next weekend, come and take a look at some local history in one little part of the world that you may not know that much about.
Yeah, I totally agree. And history that's been curated by individual people and has been put together, not based on... certainly there's some books involved, but mostly, I'm sure, based on interviews with citizens about their ancestors and their recollections. I know Leanne King has also led a lot of the tourism aspects of this. And there is a guide you can get. Hopefully I'll get this right. It's Go Visit Mineral WV, right? For West Virginia.
Go visit mineralwv.com. Leanne is our executive director of the tourism department of the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I happen to serve as the president of it and the manager of Mountain Streams Radio, which is part of it. So I should know these things, but Leanne is the person who's really put this together. And it was kind of her idea that all of these little venues need to come together, and we need to promote this as a single event, because each one on its own may not be able to attract visitors, but together we can encourage people to come and see what they all have to offer and get an overall picture of the history of. Or at least a portion of the history of Mineral County. And if I think about it, just how rich it is, I grew up here and I didn't think about those kinds of things. I didn't know about some of these places growing up. So it's only been after I've moved back and gotten involved and learned a little bit. And I'm certainly not a historian, but I'm fascinated by the stories.
Well, Mineral County Heritage Weekend is September 20th and 21st. Ed McDonald, thank you. It's always good to talk to you and to catch up. And I hope it's a good weekend this weekend, but also next weekend for the big doings as part of Mineral County Heritage Weekend.
Thanks for that. It's always interesting to go live on my own radio station because I don't do that very often. the computer sits there and plays the music, so I don't know. I have to call all the way to Pittsburgh to go live on the stream. But thanks for the opportunity to do it, and we really enjoy the show. I'm going to get ready now for the afterthought.
Thank you. Vic said, keep in touch. Take care. And it is time to offer an afterthoughts puzzle for you. But before I forget, just so you know, it's govisitmineralwv.com. Govisitmineralwv.com for additional information. Thank you to Ed McDonald. And in just a few moments, an opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our afterthoughts.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIALAudio.com.
Patrick wrote us right away with some information about the railroad gauge that you heard Ed talking about before. Standard gauge being 4 feet, 8.5 inches, and narrow gauge being less than that, for example, 3 foot gauge. Now, let's give you, thanks Patrick, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now, let's present you with our afterthoughts puzzle. Can you tell us what one word naturally follows these three? Down, case, and free. Down, case, and free. One word follows those three words quite naturally. Down, case, and free. Why not share the answer if you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Down, case, and free. One word follows those three quite naturally, and we hope if you think you know what the word is, phone us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
another day, another dollar. That's what I'm working for today. Hey, another day, another dollar. Sure can't buy my blues away. Another day, another dollar. Sure can't buy my blues away.
Sister Shout by the group that calls itself Shout, Sister Shout, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a busy morning. Thank you for being with us. Allison Krauss and Union Station did another day. Another dollar. Jim in Crafton Heights came up with the correct answer to our afterthoughts puzzle with an exclamation point at the end of his correct answer. We're looking for the one word that follows down, case, and free. Down, case, and free. We could also add pay as a clue. Pay. And I see that Ed in West Virginia came up with the correct answer. I'm not surprised he got it pretty quickly. A correct answer also from Rich in the borough of Edinburgh, that is. John in Economy Borough says that fall almost works. Downfall, free fall, case fall. Not quite, but it's a good almost answer. Gail was thinking the same thing. Gail is in Stanton Heights. Tommy came up with the correct answer and suggested boat, truck, and pay as additional clues, or the word or the prefix un would work too. Gail just came up with the correct answer. After guessing false, she came up with it. Larry in Elwood City said after a little cheating, he found the town known as Case Falls. The falls is not the word. That's interesting. Down falls, free falls, Case Falls. Not quite, but a good guess. I mentioned the McDonald's have the correct answer. And here's a correct answer from John in Economy, Borough, and Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania. And Gail mentions that up and train are also good clues. As we play along, we're looking for the one word that naturally follows the words that you've heard, which are down, case, free, off. How about electrical? Does that help?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
So the word after down, case, free, up, work, pay, truck. Do you think you have it? I bet by this time you might. The word that we were looking for is load. L-O-A-D. Load. A charge to you if you came up with the right answer. Download, caseload, freeload, unload, truckload, electrical load, payload, and all of the other clues that you heard. John and Carrick, in addition to the other people I mentioned, came up with the correct answer. So did Aline in Maine. Jim in Crafton Heights, I was thinking of laundry load, too. And why not? I think it's a perfectly acceptable clue. And I see that Katie Spear has the correct answer playing along on Facebook. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge in about 10 minutes when we play Guess Who. It's birthday time. Happy birthday today to Christopher of Point Breeze from Mom and Dad and your entire family. Tomorrow we say happy birthday to Miriam on the 14th, Catherine from Mike, Deb, and Jason, and Etika of California. On September 15th, we have Hunter from your parents, Jim of the South Hills, and Sophia of Slippery Rock, for Mom and Dad, and Sister Lucy. On the 16th, Michael of Observatory Hill, Cynthia of Edgewood, from your family, Veronica of Venetia, and Emily of Regent Square, from your family. Moving to the 17th of September, quite a few. Brianna of Crafton from Mom and Dad and Christopher. Selah of Cranberry Township from Mom, Dad, and Adden. Bob of Harmony from your family. Rudy from Holly and Peter of Shadyside. Brian and Karen have an anniversary on September 17th. Dale of Valencia, happy birthday to you from Betsy. Danny in Georgia. Turkey City Arn. SLB to Turkey City Arn. Happy birthday to you from Quinn. Eleanor from your mom and dad. And finally on the 17th, we have Liz of McMurray from husband Chris and kids Sean, Callan, and Eileen. On September 18th, Ava from Amy, Sullivan, Juniper, and your family, and Dick of Avalon. Finally, September 19th, Jerry of Strabane from Laura, Nico, Yorma, and Jake. Max of Upper St. Clair from Mom, Dad, and Sister Anna. And our final birthday, September 19th, is Shannon. Happy birthday, Shannon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. How old are you? How old are you? Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
We would love to celebrate along with you.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official, colorful, hand-delivered Saturday Light Brigade birthday card delivered by a uniformed individual to boot. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP.